this morning, I just want to express the Lord's heart to us and share some things. I don't really have anything for the board today, and I'm doing that on purpose because I just want you to listen and, you know, absorb it and grasp it. I like what's been said already by Kristen. It was very good. Our eyes have to be single. You know, we have to know spiritual things. You know, we live in a spiritual kingdom, so we have to understand spiritual things. I look at people and I've looked at my own life, and I see how much trouble that I got into, or that could have been avoided just because I didn't see, because I couldn't see spiritually. And so, you know, God corrects that, like was said, but he has to do it spiritually first. It has to come in our spirits first. And then he brings it up and brings us up, and he nourishes us, and we can have a single vision for our daddy. But, you know, we have an enemy who tries to keep us back. And we have to be aware of his devices. So this morning, I just want to talk about that some, so we can kind of learn the ways of God. Unfortunately, sometimes the church world gets in its place. The church world messes up, you know, what God's trying to do to us, and we have to get past those things and go up and get strengthened by his spirit. But it's time for us to move higher. I think there is a change for us. I think there is discipline for us spiritually. I think we're growing spiritually. I think that, you know, God's harnessing his strength on the inside of us. So we're going to allow it to happen. We're not going to shrink back. We're going to go forward. We're going to move ahead. No matter what the enemy says our destiny is, it's really in God. And we're going to learn lean on that. And buy from him gold tried in the fire. So we're going to move ahead. No matter how imperfect we are. And you know, how prone we are to the natural, we're going to move ahead and make progress in the spirit. And we're going to see his face and let him connect us with divine things. And we're going to realize that flesh and blood's not going to help us, but we need spirit. We need the life of heaven. And we need to take God at his word. You know, one of the things Christian said, she said, God kept trying to tell me something, and I got it wrong. I'm going to say it like this, Chris. I got it wrong in the word. I thought it was this, but it was this, you know, but it was something else. And she finally Googled it. She finally Googled it, you know, which I've kind of learned how to do. I get my little thought, I'll Google it, you know. I'm moving ahead. So I just want to make sure you grow. So if I kind of know where I'm going, I just want to take my time.
Take your time.
Because you got to get it. You got to get it. Because if we don't grow spiritually, we're going to be in trouble, you know. And we always have the Lord's example. You know, he's in the old days we had, you know, certain things, but Hebrews says in our day now we have Jesus. We got him to look at, and we can look at what he did. And so you look at his life, and you'll find that he always pulled on heaven. He always pulled on heaven. I mean, whatever happened to him, he was dependent on heaven. He humbled himself. And he came and he depended on God for everything. In other words, when he had a crisis, he pulled on heaven. He didn't go to Pastor Mike. That's the last place you want to go. That's a joke. But he pulled on heaven. So we have to learn to pull on heaven no matter what happens. There's going to come a time in our lives where your self-sufficiency is not going to get it for you. Your natural brother and sister is not going to make it. Your husband and wife is not going to be able to help you. God has to teach you to pull on heaven for everything. Pull on a power and a source that man can't see. And so that has to be the lesson that we all learn in our lives. We have to learn to pull on heaven. Okay. I just glanced over. I see James. I'm sorry. Who said that? Yeah. I think somebody had a dream about you, or was it Valisa? With the scar on his head, and she hadn't even seen him like this. So your dream has, you know. I think he was pulling on heaven to get through whatever he had to get through. And this is how we're going to make it. Somebody's ringing. I love that when it happens, you know. Now the test is on to see how long she can before she turns it off. And okay, you know, So we all have to grow. We all have to grow into spiritual things. And we all have to come up into spiritual things. And we have to learn spiritual things. And one of the most difficult things to get across to people, especially church people, is that other realm. You know, Roz was up here singing and she was worshiping. And this is one of those days where I'm like, okay, maybe she could go, you know. But she started talking about another realm, see. She started talking about another realm. And it's one of the most difficult things to do is to get church people, please forgive me for saying it like that, but church people to see that there's another realm. And that all of our praying, if we're not learning how to pray from another realm, that all of our praying can be in vain. And I think that's why Kristen said, I'm getting more prayers answered than I can even think about, right? Because now she's starting to learn to pray from another realm, okay? And she's getting her strength from another realm, right? We pull, Jesus, why did Jesus pull from heaven all the time? Why was he so successful? Because he learned to pull from another realm, see? Why is the church unsuccessful? Because we still operate on the earthly realm. We still operate in the natural realm. We pray from the natural. Can you hear me in the natural? We fellowship in the natural. That's why there's so many fights. That's why so many fights. Because in the natural realm, there's no spirit. See? It's all about you. Let me say something against you. Or that you misunderstood, right? I might not have meant anything, but you took it another way. But because you're still in the natural realm, you want to start a fight, right? And she said, in church. So I make my point. So unless we start to living from an above realm and walking from an above realm, we're going to continue to fight and push each other and bite each other. You know, Robert can bite, right? But you know, we're going to continue to fuss. But God's called us to light. He's called us to the realm of light. It's you know what the new creation is? God's making you a new creature, not of this world. He said, now your habitation is in heaven. And he's pushed you to another realm, and you have to learn to pull like Jesus did, right? When Jesus was weak, even when you're weak, okay, I'm going to pull on another realm, and the angels are going to come minister to me. You guys remember that? He was weak, and then he was hungry. Ross, he was hungry. Pastor Ross, he was hungry. He was hungry. So he goes to Samaria, And the disciples said, we're going to go get some food. Right? Because they said, they could see he was hungry. And he's like, I got meat to eat that you don't even know about. I pull it from another realm. So I'm telling you that the man walked by faith. And I said, the man walked by faith every day. What did that mean? That meant he pulled on his daddy. He pulled on, his hands are up all the time. I need supernatural help. Supernatural food was more important to me than a biscuit. It's more important to me than a biscuit. As a matter of fact, I think there's a restaurant called something biscuit. What is it? Fancy biscuit, right? It was more important than a fancy biscuit. See, that's where God showed Amanda in a dream about spiritual health. See? Amanda was at the fancy biscuit. Was that in the dream or was that real life? That was... The dream was in the place was in the dream. Okay. So here's God looking at you guys this morning. And he's seeing this spiritual people, right? He's seeing this spiritual people. So I can't look at Robert's beautiful tie. I can't look at Bernadine's wonderful purple. I can't look at Chantel's beautiful. I'm looking at spiritual people. See, mm-hmm. I'm looking at spiritual people. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at spiritual people who are right now. They're more prone to want natural help than spiritual help. Mm-hmm. But I got to flip that.
Come on, flip it.
Right, right. They're more prone for the, give me a biscuit. Just give me a biscuit. Just give me a new car. Just give me something external, and I know you're God. And he's like, those things are going to melt away. As soon as they melt away, your faith is gone. Right? And do something that's what we do. So God's got to flip it on the inside of you. You know, you've got to want spiritual things more than you want that biscuit. And God has to teach you that. Because God's looking at this spiritual family, but they're more prone to want natural stuff than they want spiritual stuff. See, we sent a quote out this past week that said, God is more concerned with your heart than he is with your wallet. Because if you get your spirit right, your wallet gonna whether it swells or whether it stays small or whether it gets small or stays big, I'm gonna put it both ways. You're not concerned because your spirit man is getting loose, right? Your spirit man's getting loose. So here's a spiritual people. Here's a spiritual people that God has to start elevating and show them, wait a minute, you belong to a new creation. Old things have passed away. The world's passed away, and all things have become new. And all things have come. All things are from God. In other words, he initiates everything, and he brings it to pass. See, there's an inheritance that we have in him. And then it'll rise above every situation that we have. Okay? Everything you're going through, nothing can beat you. I don't care. Nothing can beat you. You're a new creation. You know, here's the songs, the prophetic songs. I'm trying to get to where I want to, but I keep. Here's a prophetic song that God keeps singing to us, you know. You're new creatures. You belong to a new life. You know, there's dominion that we have over the world and over the flesh and everything like that, but it's only found in God. We created, remember Roz was singing, when there was dust or whatever, we got created in his image. That's a song. That and remember Kristen said, we don't see like men see. We see like God sees. So he sees JR like, you know, filled with the Spirit, right? Walking by faith. And walking by faith is simply this, pulling on God for everything. I just learned to pull on. Jesus had to learn to pull on heaven for everything. And God's going to make sure it happens in your life. And then when you still don't do it, he's going to bring it back around. Will you pull on me? Learn how to pull on me. Learn how to pull on me. Failure after failure. As soon as you learn how to pull on heaven, the invisible, the spiritual, and put the spiritual as a priority, then your life's going to start to shift. We're going to flip it and change, right? Right? So those are simple things we got to learn. But listen, and here's one of the reasons. There are many reasons for it, but here's one of the reasons. You know, you have an enemy. And here's what God wants me to remind you of today. You know, when Jesus was born, as soon as he's born, Satan's unleashing a spiritual power to destroy him. And maybe not physically, but to trip him up and get him off that high road, see, off that spiritual road. See, certainly the killing was one thing. You know, you guys know the story in the Bible where they kill all the little boys or little in the little city. Same with Moses, right? As soon as he's born, there's a spiritual enemy that man couldn't see. Men couldn't tell him about it. But God showed him. And I'm telling you, as soon as you were born, because see, God knew you from the foundation of the world. He knew you from the foundation of the world, right? And as soon as you were born, Satan said, aha! It's no different because we're created in Christ Jesus. The same thing that happened to him will happen to us, the temptation. So as soon as you were born, as soon as James was born, God said, I'm going to destroy him. I mean, Satan said, I'm going to destroy him. I'm going to knock him out. But because of your prayers. But here's my point. The more we start seeing in the spirit, the more we know what's going to what. No, we're gonna know those ambushments, right? We're gonna know those traps, right? So the more we become spiritual creatures like we were meant to be, the more we're gonna see in the spirit, and the more we're gonna say, aha, I can't go that way because Satan, I can see by the spirit that Satan has something around the corner, and I'm getting checked in my spirit, man, because I'm a spiritual creature that can't go that way. You know, thank God when we start realizing this, right? Because listen, we can't conquer and for Christ if we're still in the same mess that they're in. See? And I heard a lady say this the other day. She said, man, we did something. We didn't even pray about it. We didn't even ask God about it. We didn't even. Maybe you know who it is. Can you see how serious this is? We're so natural-minded, we don't even seek and ask God for any type of vision, any type of spiritual awakening or understanding. God, show me something, you know. We just kind of go ahead and do it like she said to me and us. She said, well, we just kind of ask God to bless it after we do it. But we're shaking that dust off. We're shaking that dust off, see. We're entering into our true inheritance of new creatures in Christ Jesus when old things are passed away. What are the old things? Your old way of thinking and your old way of figuring out what to do. That's passed away. Now I have the light of God to help me. Now I have the light of the Spirit to enlighten my eyes and show me a whole nother realm that's different from what man can see. It's so different, you know. It's so different. Listen, here's the Holy Spirit coming into our lives. And he's opening up new vistas, right? And here's what we realize. You know, when Jesus got baptized in the Jordan, heaven opened. You know when heaven opened it for us all to start to see a new heaven and a new world? That was representative of all of us, right? When Jesus got baptized, the man went away, and then the new creation man came into existence. That was you. That was representative of you, right? And the Spirit came down and started resting on Mike and said, now this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. Not by his works, not by his actions, not by his mistakes, you know, not because of that. He's my son, I'm well pleased, not because of, you know, his righteousness is as filthy rags. He's well pleased because he's in Jesus.
Yeah.
Said the same thing about him. You know, Mike can't work his way up to well pleasing. That's all Jesus, see? That should set you free right there. Mike can't work his way up to well-pleasing. That's all in Jesus, right? Mike can't also create a heaven, open heaven. That's already been done for him. Now, I want to walk in the open heavenly realm, right?
Yeah.
I want to walk in the open heaven realm.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's this morning. I'm going to walk in the open heaven realm. Here comes Satan, Pastor Sharon, your life is going down. Pastor Sharon, your life is going down. The open heaven says, no, that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Right? Because Chantel's going to stand up right now. Mm-hmm. Chantel's going to put her hands on her. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Right? And we're going to break off. We're going to break off unbelief. We're going to break off doubt. We're going to break off fear. We're going to break off everything of the natural realm. Why you stop? Don't stop. Where you going? Where you going, Rob? Stay with me. Because we got to make some points.
Come on now.
Okay, now we're operating in another realm. Right? Now we're operating in the spirit realm. Right, so whatever, and that now the results are going to happen because we're in another realm. We're operating in a higher place, right? From a live wire, if you will, from a live wire that's up, live wire. We're gonna operate from that. We're gonna operate with Tony. We're gonna operate from the gate, from the gate of heaven, not from the earthly thing. See. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Massage it into her. Do whatever you got to do. Mm-hmm. That's right. Because I like what Chris said again. She said two good things finally. You know, the other Chris is not defined by how much he does this. You know, I can't do it like you did, but not by the emotional. Not by the emotional, because see, the church has operated too long in the emotional realm.
Come on now.
With no results.
No result.
We got to get to that spiritual realm, right? The spiritual realm. I'm coming back to the fancy biscuit. We got to get to the spiritual realm where nothing is impossible.
Nothing.
As soon as we get there, nothing is impossible. Satan cannot beat us. As long as we're on the ground, even if we're on church, in church, but still on Satan's ground, we can't do nothing with him. Nothing. He laughing at you. You praying, you shouting, you rebuking, you doing all this stuff. And he's like, yeah, right, you still on the earth. I know. See, our ground is wrong.
Come on now.
Our ground is wrong. See, we had to lift James up to another level to keep him alive. Right? We got to get him up to another level to keep him alive. As long as if he's staying on the earth level, God says, as much as I want to do it, I can't do nothing for him because he's still on the wrong ground. I mean, I love him like crazy, but I'm up here. And so he tells us, come up here. Come up here. Can y'all see this? See, Jesus... Why he was so victorious? Because he stayed on another ground. They come to him and said, we're going to make you a king. Think about that. They come to you right now and say, I'm going to make you a queen. You're like, that's God. That must be Jesus. You know, that we're going to fall right into the temptation. But he knew it was just man. And was on, and no matter how much he was a king, he was going to be earthly king. And he said, my kingdom is not of this world. And neither is yours. Your kingdom is not of this world. You know, your kingdom is of a different world. It's from a different sphere. You, but the new creation is a new, it's a new creation. It's not earthly. It's heavenly. So she's putting her heavenly hands on this woman. And making sure that we cast down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And bring it down to subjection and to the obedience of Christ. See, but see, that's the realm we have to learn to live on. We have to learn to keep pulling from the higher realm that we're called to. And we have to start. Like we said the other week, though, too many of us are still too much babies drinking milk and won't go up higher. All right, right. So we can break the power of the enemy, can't we? Okay. Yeah. Amen. We can break the power of the enemy. Mm-hmm. But I got to get you out the natural. Mm-hmm. I got to get you out the natural that you clung to since you were a baby in the natural. Mm-hmm. I got to get you out. Somehow we got to get you out the natural into another realm, right? And the difference is like this. The difference is like this. You know the difference between a beautiful dog, Sheba, and and a cucumber. Right? And a cucumber. They're two different realms, aren't they? One's in the vegetable realm. Yeah, y'all laughing, but y'all getting it, aren't you? Yeah. One in the vegetable realm, and one is in the poochie realm, or like Brendan said, the animal realm. They're two different realms. Listen, they don't cohabit or anything like that, right? They're two different realms. So we try to get across to you. When God said, you're a new creature, you're not of the human realm anymore. You're of the spiritual, superhuman, if you will. I hate to say it like that, but sometimes it's the movies got it better than we got it. You're a new creature. You're not ordinary men anymore. You belong to another realm. You belong. So you say, why haven't I heard this? Because we've been ignorant. It's all in the Bible. Somebody said, I know the Bible, but you don't know anything about that yet. Because even our Bible reading has been in the natural realm. Oh, y'all listen. So I call Pastor Sharon a new creature.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Old thing has passed away.
Yeah.
See, Ross sung it this morning. He breathed in the first Adam. He breathed in him.
Yeah.
And then at Pentecost, he breathed again.
Yes.
But he breathed higher at Pentecost than he did at the first time.
Come on now.
He breathed higher at Pentecost. He breathed heavenly at Pentecost.
Yeah.
He breathed in a new realm at Pentecost.
Yeah.
It's a whole new realm.
Yeah.
We way back here, and God said, no, come up here. Come up here, and I'll show you what you really have. We're not natural beings anymore. As long as we're pulling on the heavenly things, see? We're pulling on heaven. Our eyes, you know, our eyes are starting to become single. Single for what? The new creation, the new realm, right? Our eyes are becoming single. Instead of divided and most of the time thinking about the natural and the earthly, and how am I going to get ahead in the earthly? If I can cheat Roz enough, I can get ahead. And I'm just putting it like that. Because, see, when you get earthly, you start to get like the Lord over the earth. He's the God of this world. He's a manipulator. And a liar and a manipulator and a liar. He's been lying to Sharon about that body. Mm-hmm. See, and then if we're like him, like if we're worldly like him, guess what we're going to do? We're going to manipulate, sneaking in, infer things, whisper behind Rob's back, and fall prey to worldly things. You know. But you know, Rocky, God resurrected your wife. He resurrected her to a new realm. And she's learning that resurrected life. See, Jesus didn't just die just for forgiveness. He died, but then what did he do? And what did we do? That we ascended with him. That's why you can put your hands on her and break things of the natural realm. Because cancer of the devil. And they try to lie to us that sometimes God will use it for this, that. That's just a lie. It's just we didn't know who we were. We didn't know who we were. If you saw it like he saw it, you'd be you.
Hey.
It got to go.
Yes.
It got to go. God hates it. Mm-hmm. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. He hates it.
Woo, Jesus.
It got to go. But see, Rob, I'm a new creation. Old things passed away. The old way I got my needs met has passed away. I don't get my needs met by man no more. I laugh at Rob. He shut his shop down, and God throw more business his way. God's taking care of Steve. Great day. The less I do, the more he keep giving me. See, there's a lesson in there. There's a lesson in there. You know, toss it all on him. He'll take care of everything. He'll take care. But you have to know where you come. You have to be spiritually charged. You have to belong to the new Pentecost.
Come on now.
When the Holy Spirit gets down in you, it's like, okay. The Holy Spirit start coming on you in the new Pentecost. He's like, I got this. I got this. You just put your strength and trust in me. Because you're a spiritual creature. Boy, I wish I had 3 days to minister this. I do want to get to Amanda's dream. I'm going to botch it, but. Spiritual creatures, see. As soon as we accept Christ, we get his nature. As soon as we accept Christ, we get his nature. Any demon come up against him, he's got to go. He could see situations coming. He could see him coming. That's who we are, right? We're going to avoid situations. You know, we're going to fight when we have to fight, but it better be in the spirit. It better be in the spirit. It can't be just because you learned the scripture. You better know about the spirit, Pastor Ross. It can't be just because you learned the scripture. You know, you can take a scripture that you have read 50 times, and in 1 second, God make that in heaven for you. And you got to know the difference. So we're not walking by the flesh. We're not walking by our own self-sufficiency. We're not walking by our own power and our might. We're walking by the kingdom of heaven. And we're moving and we're ruled by the kingdom of heaven. It moves us. And we can shake everything else off. And God will discipline us. He'll let situations come upon us to see where we're going to go with it. JR, are you going to start pulling on my power this time? Are you going to pull on heaven this time? Are you going to pull on that realm that you belong to this time? Or are you still going to depend on your earthly, supposedly, wisdom, which is it's demonic and sensual? See, I think JR is a conqueror. Because he got Christ Jesus in him, and he's learning how to pull on the power from above, right? I know you're praying the power from above down on this lady. See, Jesus, like, pull on the heavenly stuff. Pull on the heavenly stuff. I think Geraldine makes it, you know. How you think Gloria make it around me? She keep pulling on the heavenly stuff. He's not going to say. Okay. You have the Spirit on the inside of you. You got Christ on the inside of you. So you realize you're weak in yourself, but then God makes his strength is made perfect in your weakness. Okay, dang. The weaker you see yourself as, the stronger you get to be in the end, you know. Yes. Fancy biscuit. See, here's, God keeps witnessing to me the book of Ephesians, right? He keeps witnessing to me the book of Ephesians, and I can't even forget it. And then I think I forgot it. Amanda has a dream about the book of Ephesians. And here's why, guys. Here's why. You have and I've said this before, so we're going to listen here. We had the book of Corinthians where they had all the gifts of the Spirit in there, but they were still spiritual babies. They couldn't win no victories, but they could operate in gifts. But see, gifts aren't you. They're just God's way of blessing the body of Christ, but they don't define you. I know some people with prophetic gifts, not Pastor Sharon, but people with prophetic gifts who can prophesy, 3 years ahead, but their life's a wreck. The gift's not them. And so we have to grow spiritually. Even though we have the gifts, they're necessary, thank God, but we still have to grow spiritually. So you got Corinthians where they have gifts, but they're immature, but then you have Ephesians. Right, strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. That's Ephesians, right? See, I get my strength from heaven, right? Even when I'm weakest. Woo. Even when I'm weakest, there's another place coming for you to stay. I get my strength. That was a gift. But we get our strength from heaven. And we have to learn that all of our strength has to come from above, James. All of our strength got to come from above, James. All of our strength has to come from another realm, Joyce. I can't depend on myself. I can't depend on Rob. I got to start depending on the Spirit of God on the inside of me, right? So he wants you to know the exceeding greatness of his power that's in you by the Spirit. Exceeding greatness of his power towards you, it says in Ephesians 1, right? And then what did it say in Ephesians 6, right? Finally, my brothers.
Finally, now.
Finally.
Now you got it spiritually.
Yes. Yes. Can I convince you to get it spiritually? Finally, my brothers. See, that's not a promise. That's a challenge. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That's his might. His might. Here's my challenge to you. It's the same challenge he had to Joshua, right? Be strong in the Lord, right? Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. You got to be courageous to walk this spiritual walk. You got to be courageous to go to another realm, right? What are you talking about, Pat? I don't know nothing about it. Of course you don't. But you got to start asking him. This is what we ministered last time. Okay, dead. What we ministered last night. You got to start asking him. Lord, I can't see it. You got, don't step away from the table because you don't see it. Stay at the table until he breaks bread with you. Stay at the table. Right? It's spiritual food. I don't understand it. I don't understand it, Lord. I don't understand. Instead of you trying to fake it and say, bless God, no scripture, get your Bible this big. Stay at the table. And just keep asking, Lord, show me, show me, show me. All day long, show me, show me. You got to be hungry for this stuff.
Yeah.
You got to be hungry for this stuff. You got to want it. You do a little shallow prayers and stuff like that. Forget it. The scripture says you hunger and thirst after it. I want it bad. I want that new realm bad. I want new revelation so bad, God, I'll ask you 30 times a day. I wanted something different than what I'm doing. I want just natural human stuff. I want superhuman stuff. I want no spiritual stuff. I want to know about the spiritual realm, the heavenly realm. I want Ephesians. So God challenges us. Be strong and courageous. Strong in the Lord, right? Not ourselves. Not ourselves in him. In him. Because he's got all the answers. Not us. And so Amanda was at the Fancy Biscuit. And I don't know what you were doing there. Reading or something. Eating a biscuit.
Hello? Okay. So I had a dream. Let me.
It sounds so much better coming out already. Me fumbling over it.
Let me just make sure.
Yes. Let God show it to you while she's finding it. Let you stay at the table. You stay at the table, JR. Even if you don't understand. Because listen, it wasn't meant for you to understand in your own mind. You can't understand it in your own mind. You can't understand it in your own mind. You cannot, you know, Jesus, the scripture says in Matthew 13, Jesus always taught in parables. He ain't never teach anyway but parables. You know. Why was that? You know, a parable is a mystery. You can't get it with this. You know, men sit down, think, you know. You can't get it with the natural mind. But he taught you in a parable or a mystery so that you would come after him. See, they weren't hidden from you. They were hidden for you. But you won't get it with that. See, you had to stay at the table. God, give me revelation. God, give me revelation. It's a mystery. It's a mystery. And the kingdom of God is always in parables. It's always in mystery. So, his religion and natural men keep trying to define Christianity without any revelation of mystery.
Right.
No revelation of mystery. But it's deeper than that. It's going to always be deeper than that. He always told in parables to see if Rob would stay at the table. Mm-hmm. Or would he give up and go home? Right? Or would he start pulling on heaven for revelation for it? See, it's all in another kingdom. Are y'all listening?
So I had a dream on April the 8th, and me and T was at a restaurant that was similar to the Fancy Biscuit, and he was saying that he was going to do homework. So I was like, well, I'll just let you do homework, because Granny had called me earlier, and she was like, she wanted me to come to the actual Fancy Biscuit. And so I was like, I'm just going to head over there. And so I go over there, and I meet her, and she's sitting at the table, and she was like, she was sitting at the table, and she was like, I need you to go get my stuff, and she had moved from the outside to the inside, and so she was like, I need you to go get my stuff there at the table outside, and so I was like, okay. So I get to the table, and there's this guy sitting at the table next to where her stuff is. But her stuff was in the seat, and he was pulling the chair to him, and I was trying to get the stuff. And so he was reading out loud, and I could hear Ephesians. He was reading the book of Ephesians. And I was kind of irritated because I was trying to get the stuff. And to gather all her stuff, she had books and bags and all of this stuff. And so as I was collecting it, I was trying to get something that was caught underneath the chair that he was pulling. And so I was like, excuse me, excuse me. And he wasn't paying attention to me. Then finally, he was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And so he helped me. And he helped me gather the stuff. And then before I could even tell him where to take the stuff, he had already walked towards Granny. And they were having a conversation, and I couldn't hear what they were saying, but they were laughing and all of that. And that was the end of my dream. Okay.
So why is the angel coming to Emmanuel with the book of Ephesians? See, like, see, we do like Amanda. We get irritated. Yes, yes, please. Have I heard this yet? Okay, okay.
So about, I guess, maybe a week later after I had the dream, me and Granny had went to the Lifeway Christian bookstore. And so I was in the Christian bookstore, and I was trying to find a book, and I was like, well, I don't see anything. And she was telling me about Priscilla Shire, and I was like, oh, I was like, I remember her from the War Room. And so I was looking at some of her books, like, in the back, and I was like, well, they're a little expensive. And then you got to buy the book and then the practicum and all of that. So I was just like, well, I'm not going to get it just yet. So as she was finding what she was finding, I was walking towards the front of the store, and this book stood out, and it says God is Able, and it's by Priscilla Shire. And it was like $7, and I was like, oh, I can get this. So I went home that night, and basically the whole book is reading from, sorry, I don't know the exact verse, but bear with me one moment.
Yeah, I think I did hear this. Go ahead.
The scripture is from, I'm probably going to get it wrong, but I'm just going to read it. And it's from Ephesians. But it says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Amen. And so each chapter, she breaks down the scripture to a T. And I've read the whole book, which is amazing. But it just showed me God's love and him sending me that dream. And then him actually sending me the scripture.
There you go.
Ephesians.
That's it, here you go. Growing her up spiritually. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, right? According to the power where that worketh in us. So the power that's working in Chantel is working in her to bring her out of the darkness into the light. Are y'all listening? Okay, I forgot where I was. But the table. Stay at the table. God's bringing us revelation of a book of Ephesians at the table, that great is the strength that's in you, that's in the world, right? Great is the strength that's in you, new creation, that's in the world system, old stuff, right? But we have to learn it spiritually. But these things are spiritually discerned, right? You know, spirit of man, you know, we judge all things by the Spirit. You know, we're on top. We're on top. But it's only by the Spirit. Amen. It's only by the Spirit, you know. You know, Shelly keep having these dreams by the Spirit. Amanda's dream by the Spirit. I just think, why is this angel visiting her in her dreams and doing Ephesians? Why is that? That's for the whole congregation. That's for the whole congregation, right? Shelly's dream is for the whole congregation, right? BJ here. BJ had a dream about fire at a house, and he keeps spraying it with water, and it won't go out. Oh, you think God's doing something here? Yes. It's a spiritual fire. It's a fire that's coming that the man can't put out. Natural water can't put it out. But we got to stay at the table and eat spiritual food. And even if it doesn't make sense, I don't understand it, God. You have to stay at the table and don't go away. It's a parable. I don't understand it, but you know I'm going to get it. By the Spirit, I'm going to get it. Because a natural man can't understand it. But I'm going to get it by the Spirit, right? Pastor Jerry keeps dreaming dreams, you know. Some warning, right? But some are warnings, but it's by the Spirit. Some are warnings so that we can see and be on top of the natural and not get hoodwinked. See? So some, you know, the Spirit says, don't make a right at Mountain Road. Make a left, you know, because, you know, there might be demons down there. And God said, well, I'm going to let you have to fall into it this time. They won't kill you, but they're going to rough you up. Can y'all hear this? They're going to rough you up because I got your life. But if you're going to have to learn how to hear me. That wasn't meant for fear. But, God has grace for babies. He has grace for babies. You know? He protects them, right? He protects them. But once you have to start growing up, I got to let Roz get roughed up a little so she can get shaken up, get some discipline going. By the way, we're shaking the death off of her in the whatever. See, yeah, Satan be lying. He be lying. But see, every time something comes your way, it should send you up.
Come on now.
Yes.
Okay. I'm a new creature. I ain't letting this stuff lord over me. That's right. That's because they say it will, I won't. Can you want to sit down and talk? Can I have that? I know we're a little long today, but we're climbing.
Amen. And I'm not going to be long. It's a long story, but I'm going to try to cut it short. About the last Sunday I was here, maybe about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was sitting here and Pastor was talking, and he said something about eating. And then kindly the Spirit just took me away from what he was talking about and started telling me, bringing me how I've been eating a lot of candy. One time I was eating candy back to back. And how it was satisfying me naturally. But spiritually wasn't doing anything. I mean, it was satisfying me naturally, but physically it wasn't doing anything. And so he let me know that I'm eating a lot of stuff that I thought was spiritual, but it's not filling me up, it's not giving me anything. Mm-hmm. And so I noticed that I've been doing puzzle books and everything that instead of reading God's word, I was doing a whole lot of reading natural books and just so much I was doing. And so this is right before I got sick. So I said, well, you know what? Lord put in my spirit, okay, June, I'm going to start eating right physically, and I'm going to start eating right spiritually. All right, so until June get here, I'm going to do all the other stuff I was doing. Finish all my puzzle books, finish the book I was reading, you know, so I can get ready for this June 1st thing.
Amen.
And so between then, that's when I got sick, and I ended up in the hospital. And skip all the other stuff, is that I looked up one day, and I called this lady I knew that I had met when I was in the hospital last time. So her and some of her church friends came over to pray for me. They happened to work in the hospital. So they came over and prayed for me, and the chaplain came. So we sat there praising the Lord, had a good time. And the Lord let me know this. I looked on the board, and it was June 1st. I said, oh, that's right. This is my day. I supposed to be starting, you know. And ever since then, God has been giving me stuff about eating and staying at the table and resting and eating the right food, not only naturally, because now I can't eat my hamburgers and my steak and all that stuff. Yeah, unfortunately, you know. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. So now I'm starting to look at different foods to eat in the natural and different foods to eat in the spiritual, too. So God is really, like he said, sometimes he has to put you, because he's been telling me to rest for years, I mean, since the 90s. He'd been telling me to rest. Mm-hmm. And every time I would start a little bit, but then just go back. So sometimes he does have to rough you up. Mm-hmm. And then he just told me today that the miracle I thought I was going to get was like a 4, but through this hospital stay, it's a 7, which is more because God is doing more.
Amen.
I was just kind of slacking it off. Okay, yeah, I'm going to get healed, you know, slacking off. But like you said, there's work we have to do. We have to sit at the table for things we have to do now. Mm-hmm. Praise God for roughing me up, for giving me that stuff to push me.
Amen. 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 Great day. Not yet. God, I'm not done yet. Yeah, that's another one. Can y'all hear that? Okay. I'm talking about sharing. Okay, so listen. Let me just put this on top of that. You know, if you lived in Asia, you would eat a different kind of food. All right. If you lived in Latin America, right. You lived in Latin America or Mexico or whatever, you would eat a different kind of food, them beans or whatever. I won't go there, Glow. But listen, if you live in the spirit, you're going to eat a different kind of food. Because we're another kind of nation. We're a spiritual nation. Our diet is different. We got to stay at the table. We can't run around in the natural. So even at the fancy biscuit, the man was reading Ephesians. Spiritual. Are y'all following what God's trying to do here? You got to let go. And Pastor Sharon summed it up. I got to be at the table eating something different. You know, this is the real meaning of communion, by the way. We're eating of a higher food. Eat his flesh and drink his blood. Otherwise, there's no life in us. Right? And what happened when he said that to them? How many did all of them stay? Most of them, they didn't stay at the table. You got to stay until we understand by the Spirit, and then we'll see the results. Amen. Okay, BJ, are you on for today? Closing? Oh, come on.
If you got a feeling for BJ, BJ, come on up. But with all of what was said is that what I was hearing the whole service is that we got to get in a position of power. We're not in our position of power. The pastor said that sometimes Hollywood gets it right more than we do in the church. And as soon as it's so funny that he said that, because right before he was talking about getting up high. And I started thinking about Star Wars. You know, I'm not sure if any of y'all are too familiar with the series, but in one of the movies called Revenge of the Sith, Anakin was like a prodigy. You know, he was supposed to be he was supposed to be the savior, and he was supposed to have all this power to do all of what the others couldn't, and basically bring balance to the Force. But he was corrupted. He got prideful. He allowed his emotions to come in, that worldly stuff. He allowed all that stuff to kind of corrupt his mind. He allowed Satan, you know, to come in and steal what he was supposed to be. So he started fighting against his master. He started fighting against, and that's what we do sometimes. We start fighting against our master. We start fighting against our calling. We start fighting against the purpose of God for our lives. And there was a part towards the end where he was chasing his master so relentlessly. His master, you know, is almost like without effort, just used his mind. He basically got to higher ground. And he told Anakin, he says, "I have you. I have position. Don't try it. Don't try to come after me. You know, remember what I've taught you, you know, basically." And, you know, and he just could not hear it. He was not in a position of power and authority to try to even attempt to attack. And, of course, he tried anyway. And, you know, You know, enough said, you know, he lost an arm or two, you know, or a leg or something like that, you know. But I'm using that reference to say that God wants us to come up higher. When we stuck down here, we can't command the devil to do nothing. We can't command sickness to do nothing. We can't command anything on this earth. He wants us to come up to his gate. He wants us to come up to this new realm that he's been trying to, you know, call his people up for generations and generations. He said, if I only can find a people, you know, but we have to hunger this thing. We can't let the devil distract us with the worldly and the things that our own personal wisdom and think we start getting a little prideful, or we just look at life and look at it through our own eyes. Sometimes that's what it is. You know, we make life harder than what it should be, you know, and God is just saying, trust me. Just like the song that Roz was saying, trust me, trust me, trust me, trust me. I got this. Whatever you going through, all that hardship, whatever you see the world going through, trust me, I got it under control. It's going to work out for my good. And because it's my good, you've inherited it. We've inherited his goodness. We've inherited it through Jesus Christ. So with that said, we just got to return to a position of power. If we don't know how to get there, we have to ask, Lord, get us to the position of power. Get us to the high ground. Get us to your gate, Lord God. For we know if we get there, we are protected. We know if we get there, everything, all of our needs are met. If I get there, my mind will come into understanding. If I get there, my eyes will be open. I can see everything from a high position. So I just encourage you all to continue to pray to God, ask him for help. Pray for your family. Pray that he gets them there, because, you know, we're coming into times. You know, this is a serious time right now. We don't know the day nor hour, but we just got to keep begging the Lord, help us out, get us there, get our family members there, and we're going to trust him to get us there. But with all that said, I'm going to close this out. We good? All right, Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for the message, O Lord God, taking us up higher, O Lord God, opening our eyes to the higher things, Lord God. Heavenly Father, let our minds continue to stay in the heavenly realm, O Lord God. Let us not depart. Let us not depart from your word. Let us not come down anymore, O Lord God. Once that ladder is ascended on, O Lord God, let there be no descent, Lord God. Heavenly Father, we don't want an escalator that leads down. We only want it to go up. So we just thank you right now, O Lord God, that we can remain in heaven, the heavenly places, Lord God, and that we can think from a different place, O Lord God. Heavenly Father, transfigure us now, Lord God. Heavenly Father, let us not wait to get our heavenly bodies, O Lord God, or our heavenly minds, O Lord. Give it to us now, Lord God, so that we may be able to work according to your purpose, O Lord God, hand in hand with the angels, O Lord God. So we just thank you, O Lord God, for what you're doing in each and every one of us, O Lord God. As those seeds of understanding have been planted, O Lord God, we just pray that you give growth and understanding and watering, O Lord God, as they may birth something new inside of us, O Lord God. Continue to allow us to dream. Continue to pour out your healing. Continue to let your spirit hover us over throughout the day and throughout the night, O Lord God, that we may always be in your presence and we always be able to hear you, O Lord God, and help us to recognize your voice day by day, O Lord God. So, Heavenly Father, you know where we all are, Heavenly Father, and you know where you want us all to be. So, Father God, may you be glorified in all things. In Jesus' name, amen.